Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're beginning a brand new Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel Omed Aleph, 6 lines from the top of the Omed.
What is complicated? That's like 3 lines,
come on. Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to have a very geshmaka Mishnah and Gemara, which is going to be somewhat complicated and somewhat challenging. But hopefully we're going to meet up to the challenge. Zog the Mishnah. Misha hoya nosui sholish noshim. Person was married to 3 wives. Umes. And he passed away. Doesn't suggest that there's some connection between the fact that he's married to the 3 wives that he died. But the Masi passed away. And he has to now pay the ksuba for each one of them. Not he, but the estate has to pay the ksuba. But this estate has a very limited amount of assets. So the Mishnah says, ksubasa shalzu mana. One of them was a ksuba mana. Presumably she was an almana, and the ksuba was 100. Vishalzu, and the second one was presumably Absul, and then she had Masayim. And then there was a third one, Vishalzu Sholish Meyot. In other words, the Masayim plus a Tosefes. 100, 200, and 300. The Ein Shamel Amono. But the whole estate only has 100 altogether. So how are you going to split it up? Zok the Mishnah Chokin Bishavah. If there's only 100, then you go and split it 3 ways, a third, a third, a third. In other words, you do not go proportionately, even though, obviously, the ksuba of Sholish Meis is more than the 200, and the 200 is more than the 100, everybody just gets one third, Holkin Bishover. Azoishtei to in the Mishnah. We're going to see, by the way, other Mandiyam and the Gemara. Wait till we get there. But in the meantime, the Mishnah says we split it up 3 ways, notwithstanding the fact that the third ksuba was 300. So that's halacha number one. Now Rashi, by the way, points out that it's talking about that he married all 3 women on the same day. Or lavdafka, that he married them, but at least the ksubas were written on the same day. Nowadays, of course, we write the ksuba shortly before the chippah. You could theoretically write it at an earlier date. It doesn't have to be dafka the day at the time of the chippah. Anyway, so all 3 of them were...
The main thing is it's earlier.
Number one, and that they should be at the same time. Why, says Rashi? Because if one of them had an earlier date and one had a later date, then the one that had the earlier date would go and have priority over the other two.
That's not such an obvious thing, but I don't want to discuss it now.
Why is it not obvious?
It's not obvious to me.
In other words, you would think that even though one happens to be early, one happens to be later, they should all go and share alike. What you're saying makes a lot of sense, except bear in mind that a ksuba, like a normal shtar choiv in the good old days, was secured by collateral.
Correct.
The collateral over here we're talking about is this field, which is worth a mana. Whenever it comes to being tofes mi mishabdi, means from the kuchais, where it wasn't in the estate, but rather it happens to be the kuchais, then the shibud, you go always first in line, is the first one that has priority. Who's the first in line? The one that had the first date. So if the ksuba number one was written in January, the second one in February, the third one in March, then the January gets first, February gets second, March gets third. But here we're all written the same date.
I would let you know, the shibud comes after when the husband dies, not before, but not until
the shibud starts at the time that the shtar was written. The shtar is written, it says, if I'm not going to go and pay you,
boom. Lien on the state.
It's a lien on the property. It's just like sure. It's just like a first mortgage lien, the second mortgage lien. Okay. Anyway, we're not sidetracked. We're back into the Mishnah. So we split it up 3 ways. So the first case is very, very simple. Again, Rabbi Yisrael, for those of you that just came in now, we have 3 ksubais: one for 300, one for 200, one for 100. They all split an estate of 100.
The same day written.
All written the same day. There's only one mana left. They all split up 3 ways. Even though she has 300, the other one has 100. Each one gets a third. 33 and a third. Okay, very simple. Now, from here, it starts getting a little bit complicated.
Huh.
Next case is Hayusha Masayim. What happens if there's 200 altogether? Mm-hmm. Shalmana Nuitalis Chamishim. The one that had a ksuba mana gets 50. Shal Masayim, Mishal Sholish Meyois, the one that had 200 and the one that had 300, each get Shloisha Shloisha Shalzov. Shloisha Shalzov means each one gets 75. Why? Because a dinner Shalzov was worth the same as 25 dinrei kesef. So therefore, when we say three Madbeis of Zohar, it's like we're saying 3 times 25 of Kesef, and therefore that's 75 each. Aha, okay, so since we have three women, the first one gets 50, and it's 200 altogether. 200 minus 50 comes out to be roughly 150. So if you have 2 times 75, you get to 150. The only question is, what's the cheshbon? Why does she get 50 and why does they get 75? 75? Wait till the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain it all in great detail.
We changed to gold also. It's confusing.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not my fault. And we go on to the next case.
There must be a reason. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, okay. You had altogether 300. In other words, there's an estate of 300. How are we going to split it up? Shalmana, and they tell us, Chamishim. Like we said before, she's going to get 50. Vishal Masayim, the second lady is going to get 100. So 50 plus 100 is 150. Vishal Sholish Meis, and the third lady of the 300 is going to get Shisha Shozov. Shisha Shozov means 150, because it's 6 times 25. 6 times 5 is 30, carry the 3. 6 times 2 is 12, plus 3, 150. So you have 150 plus 100 plus 50 is 300 altogether. Why do we split it up that way? Wait till the... And the Mishnah finishes off with one parting halacha. B'chein gimel shehitilu kiss. What happens if three people got together and they put money into an investment to buy something? And we'll see in the Amud Aleph examples of what they bought. Pichsu oyhoisiru. If it went down or it went up, at this point we're assuming that Baruch Hashem, as a result of the investment, either they profited or chalila they lost money. Kachin cholkin, they would similarly go and subdivide either the profit or the loss. In other words, allocate the loss. What means similarly? So what the Gemara is telling us is that it wouldn't be a third, a third, a third, but just like we said now in the last two cases, that we go and split it up. This is 50, and this is 100, and this is 200. Here, by the case of the kiss, we'll also go and split it up. How we'll split it up? Not a third, a third, a third, but proportionately according to the amount of money they put into the kiss, into the investment. We'll come back to this in Mi'at Hashem, and we start off again the Mishnah. Zokti Gemara. Shalmona Neteles Chamishim. Freiti Gemara, I don't understand what's going on. Again, let's remember the case. It's all very, very clear. We start off three ladies, 100, 200, and 300. If there was only a mana of the estate, then it's simple, a third, a third, a third. Gemara doesn't even address that, that's simple. And there, see, you don't go proportionately, you just go three chayvais, all the same date, third, a third, a third. Okay, very simple. But now let's go on to case number two. Case number two, the Mishnah was that there was an estate of 200. And we're splitting up between the three ladies, the 100 lady, the 200, and the 300. And we said that the 100 lady, she gets 50. Freitimar, why does she get 50? She should only get tlosin the tiltsa, tlosin utlosa the tiltsa hud isla. She should only get 33 and a third. Now, why should she only get 33 and a third? Explains Rashi. Because since lady number one only had a shibud on 100, because after all, her entitlement was a ksuva on the 100. The mandiyom of our Mishnah holds that your collateral or your interest in collateral only attaches to an amount equal to the amount of your debt. Since as far as the first lady is concerned, the ksuba, the debt was 100, her lien only attaches to 100. It doesn't attach to 200, even though there's 200 of nechasim. Only attaches to 100. If it only attaches to 100, and there are three ladies that all have entitlement to that 100, she should go and get a third. She should get 33 and a third. Why does she go and get 50? Oh, Mashmuel. Bekoiseves balas mosaim, le balas mono, din udvorim, ainli imach bemono. It's talking about that lady number two that had a 200 claim. She said to lady number one that has a 100 claim, you know what? I'm not going to go and split with you in that first 100. I'm going to leave it totally to you. I'm not going to take a chelik in that first 100. Aha. So since she's not taking a chelik, then you only have left now the two ladies. You have lady number one, that's the 100 lady. Lady number three, who's the 300 lady? They're going to go and split it, and therefore the 100 lady gets 50. Of course, number two was misalik herself. She said, Dinadvar Meili, I'm out of here. You get the full 50. Okay, so far so good, yeah?
Very
usual.
Really?
Usually they're in a kilter, they're the, one with...
You don't try to figure out the svaros of you. You have to figure out the math. You just have to see whether you you agree with the math.
They're dividing
other units. One of them has a claim of two people, one, and the second one has...
She doesn't have a claim.
No.
She has her own claim of one person.
Mrs. 100 and Mrs. 300, and the other 100 is being disputed by Mrs. 200 and Mrs. 300. So the 50... left over.
We're going to talk about the other 100 in a minute. Let's first, take one segment at a time.
Yes, okay.
We have over here 200 altogether. We're saying that lady number one, that's the 100 lady, goes and gets 50. So we said, why? Her lien only attaches to 100. She should only get a third. Says the Gemara, because lady number two is a very generous lady, and she says to lady number one, you know what? I'm not going to go and split up the number 100 with you. You can go and take whatever portion you're entitled to. I'm out of here. Okay, so out of here, there are only two ladies left. You have Lady 100 and Lady 300, are both splitting up the first 100, therefore she gets 50. And that's so far so good.
Yeah, but Saras are always contentious. It's completely
against
everything.
Okay, all right. Anyway, so bottom line is 200 is out of here. The 100 and the 300 split the first 100, and she gets 50. Okay. So now, L'choyra Freik Digmar Ihochi, if that's the case, Ema Seifa. Let's keep on going in the same case. Each one of them gets 75. Says, I don't understand the cheshbon now. Remember, there's only 200 altogether. Of the first 100, since lady number 2 said, I'm out of here, so then lady 1 and lady 3 are splitting it 50-50. Okay, so lady 1 gets 50. Lady 3 gets 50. Now we have another 100 left. Of the 100 left, first lady's out because she no longer has a claim on that second 100. It's only lady number 2 and lady number 3. Lady number 2 and lady number 3, they should go and split it evenly, 50-50. So if it's 50-50, it should turn out then that lady number 2 should only have 50 altogether because she was mavater from the first 100. And lady number 3 should get a full 100. Because lady number 3 got 50 from the original 100, and she gets 50 from the second 100, so therefore it should be a cheshbon of 50, 50, and 100, instead of 50, 75, and 75. And that's the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara, Teimelah, Nochemel, Eimaseif, Shulmasayim, Shulmashmei, Shulmashmei, Shulzav, Teimelah, let 3 say to 2, Hasalkis nafshoch mina. Since you excluded yourself from the first 100, you were very nice, very gracious, you deserve a guest of honor award at the next dinner, maskim, but lmasa, you are at it, number 1. If you're at it, number 1, we did a 50-50, so I, number 3, got 50. Number 1 got 50, but she's now finished. Okay. But now in the second 100, we're splitting it again 50-50. So therefore, lady number 2 should get 50, lady number 3 should get 100. What's the 75 business? As a freighting Amara. Everything Amara, Mishim the Amrala, Medinu Dvarim, who the Saliki Nafshoi. This explains Rashi, what lady number 2 is saying is, it's not that I was Masalik myself totally from that first 100. I told lady number 1, I am not going to split it with you. I love you so much and you're so dear. We were together as tzaris for so many years and you never got me upset. You never got me agitated. You never got me irritated. In fact, sometimes when I was fighting with lady number 3, you appeased me and you said, shameful, everything will be fine and good and fine. Therefore, I love you so much. I am not going to go and split the first 100 with you, with number 1. But I wasn't Masalik myself vis-a-vis number 3. As far as number 3 is concerned, we're going to fight it out. We're going to go and split it into whatever
including
we're entitled to.
Including the first 100.
Including the first 100. So therefore, on the first 100, since number 2 said, I'm a vater, my chelik vis-a-vis number 1. So, as far as number 1 is concerned, 2 is out of the picture. 1 and 3 split it, 50-50. But now, number 2 comes back and says, that's only when you go on number 1. But as far as number 3 is concerned, we're still fighting it out, so to speak. And therefore, each one of them gets 25 from the first 100. Since each one gets 25 from the first 100, and since we're splitting number 200, the second 100, 50-50, 25 plus 50 is 75. 25 plus 50 is 75. And that's pshat in the Mishnah, why we have a cheshbon of 50, 75,
and
75.
Why should we split it equally? Well, why don't we split it according to the percentages? I have 200, you have 330.
That you can ask by the first 100 also. The very first case of the Mishnah was, if it is only 100, do a third, a third, a third. Why do a third, a third, a third?
Well, that was to give everybody some something.
You should give something by going and adding up. If you add it all together, there's 100s here. Yeah, 6 halacha. 1 6, 2 6, and 3 6, right? And therefore, the chayyim should go and say that if there's only 100, the first one should get a sixth of 100, she should get 16 2/3. The second one should go and get double that, she should go and be 33 1/3.
It's a special takana to give her a little more.
Yeah, but I don't know the reasons for it. We're going to have other man diyam and gemara. We're not done yet. But at least you see from the atan of our mission doesn't hold necessarily proportionately, because in the case of 100, he said 3/3, 3/3.
Of course, by regular investments, of course, it's proportional.
Oh, it's not so, of course. We'll see. Shmuel disagrees.
Okay,
don't worry. It's a time good to be Mishim Rabbi Sai. But the point is, we have now, Baruch Hashem, gotten through the second stage of the first part of the Mishnah, not only through the 100, but also through the 200. The reason why it's a cheshbon of 50, 75, and 75, because it's talking about that lady number 2 said to lady number 1, Dinudvarim Ainli, so therefore you get the first 50 of the first 100, but she's still not quarreling, but subdividing it with lady number 3, so they're going to subdivide the other 50, 25, 25. On the second 100, they also subdivide 50, 50, so therefore 75, 75. Very gishmak. Now let's go on to the next case in the Mishnah. Hayusham Sholish Meis, if there was 300 altogether. So what did it say in our Mishnah if there was 300 altogether? The Shalmana, the first lady gets 50, the second lady gets 100, and the third lady gets 150. That's what it said in the Mishnah. Okay. Now says Igmar. Shalmasayim Mana Shivim Vachamisha Hu De Isla. The Gemara is assuming that we're continuing on with the same cheshbon as before, meaning that lady number 2 said to lady number 1, I am dinudvarim ainli, I'm out of here with respect to the first mana. Since she's out of here, she gets 25 from the first mana. Now we're into mana number 2, same cheshbon as before, first lady is out, she's going to split it with lady number 3, again 50-50, she gets now 50 of that, 50 plus 25, she gets now 75. She has no rights to the third mana because she's only a 200 lady, she's not a 300 lady. So therefore the third mana should go entirely to lady number 3. And therefore, Freik the Gemara, why is it 50, 100, and 150? The first lady gets 50, mask it, because lady number 2 said, I'm out of here, she gets 50. Shkarech. Lady number 2 should get 75, just like in the previous case. Of course, why was the previous case, was it that way? Because it was only 200 in the previous case. So she split 25 with lady number 3. 2 and 3 split up the 50, 25, 25. And the second 100, they split it up 50-50, because both of them have tightness on the and that. So she got 75, she got 75. Now we come to the third 100. Now lady number 2 is out of here, because she didn't have a lien on the third 100. She only had a lien on the first 200. So on the third 100, she's out. So the only one that's left is lady number 3. So she gets 100 now. So therefore it should be 50, 75, and 175. So why is it 100 and 200? Oh, I'm sorry, 100 and 150. Mishnah says 50, 100, 150, which is 300 altogether. It should be 50, 75, and the next one should go and get 175. It says in the Mishnah she gets mana. She's not entitled to mana. She's only entitled to 75. Everybody clear? Yeah. Everything Mohammed Shmuel. It's not talking about that the lady number 2 was being gracious. In this case, it's lady number 3 that's being gracious. Amishmuel bekoiseb is balis sholosh meyos lebalis mosayim ulebalis mana din udvarim ainli imochem bimana. Now it's lady number 3 that's saying to lady 1 and 2 that I don't have any taina to either of you with respect to mana number 1. Ah, since she doesn't have any quarrel with either of them with respect to mana number 1, who's going to split up mana number 1?
1 and 2.
So each one is going to get 50, and number 2 is going to get 50. Okay, now when we get to the second mana, what's going to happen at that time? So then, again, number 3 says, I had no shaykhus to the first mana. The lady number 1 is out of the picture because she already got her 50, and she was only entitled to attach her lien to the first 100. So lady number was out. She got 50. Lady number two also got 50, because lady number three said to her, I'm not involved in number one, you take 50, you take 50. Fine. But now let's get to number two. On number two, both of them have tinus on number two. Both lady number two and lady number three. Lady number one is out, because she already got from her first 100. But lady on the second 100, lady number two and lady number three are both entitled to get 50%. So therefore, lady number two, who until now got 50 as a result of splitting the first 100 with lady number one, so she has 50. Now she's going to get another 50. She's going to have 100. Lady number three is going to get her first 50 from that mana number two. Now when we get to mana number three,
100.
The first two guys are out, the first two ladies are out. The only one that's left is lady number three. She's going to go and get 100. And therefore she's going to get the 100 plus that 50 that she has from before. So therefore she gets 150. Again, lady number one gets 50 because lady number two and three said, we're out of here vis-a-vis mana number one. So lady number one gets 50. Who gets that second 50? Lady number two, because lady number three said, I'm out of here, don't look at me. Say 50-50. Good. Lady one gets 50. Lady number two now has 50. Now we're into number two, the second 100. Second 100, both the number two and three split it evenly. Why? Because each one of them has a collateral interest in number two. So therefore, 50 now goes to lady two. She already had 50 from before. Now 50 plus 50, she gets now 100, and lady number 3, that until now had nothing, now gets 50. Now we're on to the third 100. Third 100, only lady number 3 has a lien on the third 100, so she gets the full 100. So that's how we have 150. So it's 50, 100, and 150. Yeah, very geschmack. That's the cheshbon according
to... The only thing is the Mishnah turns out to be a riddle.
The whole thing's a riddle. And if you think we're finished, we're not done yet. By the way, Toysis is very interesting. Toysis says he doesn't know what this is all about. If you look at Toysis, the Amr la midinu dvarim hu desliki, lo yisparis shaper time of the whole thing is not really explained. Why should we go into such an interesting case of number two says to number
why
one?
Why say such a case? Why does the Mishnah talk about that?
And the next case of the Kesev is Baal Sholish Meyos. But look at the next Toysis. The Kosev is Baal Sholish Meis. Lo Yod Rebbe Might Kamash Lamasis. And what does the Mishnah come to tell us? So you see, Tois the Choch Kibbutchit. So Rabbi Yisai, we're learning it now, 2,000 years later than Tois. Not 2,000 years, 800 years later, 1,700, 1,600. But we're learning the same Tosis and the same Gemara. Zem Gibbutchit, Mir Mutchinzach. A Pshetzach on a different Madrega, but that's a separate story. Okay, so that was
maybe it was like to sharpen the cup.
Very good. Anyway, so this was the first Pshat Baruch Hashem, and the first, second, and third 100. Now we come to a new Pshat. For those of you that didn't like the first Pshat, brand new Pshat. You want to try open maybe the door? Maybe it's a little bit warm. We'll see if it starts snowing or something. Then we okay. Shkoyach. On to Pshat number two. Ravi Yankif Menahar Pekoid Mishmeid Ravina Omar. He said a brand new Pshat. He said Reisha B'Shtei Tfisois. The Sefer B'Shtei Tfisois. The word Tfisois means literally grabbing something. To grab something. Tefasta Meruba Loi Tefasta. Tefasta Meuta Tefasta. You can go and grab. Now, what do we
had before Tfis
Matkasha. So if you remember, we had before in the Mishnah a machloki between Reb Tarfin and Reb Akiva. Reb Tarfin says that you can only be Toifis, you can be Toifis La'achra Misa, and Reb Akiva says you have to be Toifis Mechayim. Which means that there's now metalklin over here, and the three ladies come on the scene, and they grab the metalklin to be able to go and pay off their ksuba. But it was v'shtei tfisis, meaning that we didn't find the entire 200 or 300 at one time, but they landed here from the moon or Mars, or it was found. Oh, you hear Mr. Smith who passed away without an estate, we just found some money. Oh, where's the money? And everybody started grabbing. But who? Everybody? The three ladies over here that had their three... Okay, and Nebuchadnezzar can count, so everybody started to start to grab. Okay, so now, when it says Reisha and Seif, it's referring to the case of the 200, the case of the 300. The case of the 100 is not a problem, because it's only 100 altogether, and we do this evenly and stevenly. I'm not so sure it's even and steven, because after all, proportionately, there should be differences, but that's what the Mishnah says, Chol K'mishov, but third.
No, in terms of the lien, there's three liens on it.
Okay.
About 100,000.
So you like that shot. Okay. Fine, okay. Mishnah L'char is talking about Karka. Mishnah L'char is talking about Karka. So therefore, on the 100, each one gets a third and a lated. But now we're talking about the second case, and the third case is L'char talking about Metaltlin. And now the question is, how do they chop, and what's the amount that they're entitled to chop? The Zok to Mishnah. Reisha b'shtei tvisis, say b'shtei tvisis. Reisha b'shtei tvisis, the naflu shivin v'chamisha b'chadzina. First 75 fell. I don't know where it fell from, but
no, it discovered.
Yes, exactly discovered. It doesn't say the matzu, says the naflu. Okay, mishkechal in the shikhari. You have 75.
Fell into there the shus.
Somebody said Rachel paid the estate.
Ah, right. So now there's 75. Umei v'yes v'chamish b'chadzina, and besides that, the second time 125 fall. Okay, so let's now make a chedin. Anyway, Rabbi Sai, it's 75 and then 125. So let's try to figure out the cheshbon. 75, so first three ladies come on the scene, there's 75 altogether, since all three have the identical lien on this 75. They have a lien up to 100, but there's only 75. Okay, so they split it three ways. 25, 25, 25, right? So far, so good. Everybody gets 25. A day later, a week later, another 125 come on the scene. Now, this man, the Yom Ravina, holds that since lady number one has not received her full payment, for that matter, none of them have received full payments, their lien continues up to the amount that they were due. Meaning, the lady number one, originally there was 75. Had there originally been 100, and she'd have gotten a third of her 100, even though new money falls down and makes no difference, her lien already attached to that 100, she got her chelik of the 100, and then goodbye, we don't see her again in the whole Mishnah. However, because of the fact that she didn't get the benefit of a lien on the first 100, she only got on 75.
Right,
of which
she still
only
has a lien.
Exactly, she still has a lien. And how much did she receive? She received 25. So therefore, her lien continues for another 75. That's the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah. On another 75, she continues having a lien. Why? Because I didn't get my 100 yet. So therefore, well, I only got 25.
Shouldn't she have the lien only on the remaining 25?
That's what I would say too. But Ravina respectfully disagrees. So we're in the minority against Ravina, because Ravina can go and put us all in his back pocket. And that's what Ravina said.
He's the final word of the Gemara.
Exactly. Ravina Ravashi together. Anyway, so have now Ravina. So Ravina says that vis-a-vis the first 75, we already split it up, 25, 25, 25. Rav David, they need Rav David. Rav David, like let's hold. Okay, so now we have of the remaining 125, right? 75 we took care of. Now we're down to 125. Of that 125, lady number one says, I have a shibud together with all of you three ladies, or together with the next two ladies, and the first 75 of the remaining 125. Aha, so since she has a shibud in that, why does she have on the 75? Because she only received 25. So she says, I have a shibud until 100. Until you get $100 worth of property on which I am able to go and assess my entire lien, I haven't gotten paid, I want to have now a chelik of that additional 75. Yeah.
If the money exists, and the money comes in nafal, wherever it comes, it falls to them, why do we say that her...
I don't understand the svaras. I'm just going to do the math.
Okay.
The math is that of the first 75, 25, 25, 25. Now we're up to the 125. Of the 125, we first segregate 75, because each one of the ladies says, I didn't get paid in full, and therefore I want to have a chelik. So lady number one now gets 25 out of that 75, and therefore she gets 50, as well as the other two ladies. Everybody gets now 50, 50, 50. Now, how much have we used up already of everything? We've used up 150. There's only 50 left. Vis-a-vis lady number one, she has already had an opportunity to go and grab both from the first 75 as well as the remaining 75 of her $100. So therefore she has no rights anymore vis-a-vis the other 50. Why? Because she has now had the ability to attach her lien against not only normally 100, but in this case even 150. Because since she wasn't paid up from the first 75, she only got 25. So she was entitled to go and grab property up to her full 100 that she had a lien on. So on the next 75, she also has a lien. So she got her 25. But now after that 75, she's out of here. So she's gotten altogether 50, as well as the other two ladies have gotten 50. Because each one has split up the 75 equally. 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 25, 50, 50, 50. How much is left now for the ganze Geschäft? Only $50. On that 50, lady number one no longer has any rights or liens. So who has number two and number three? They'll split up the 50, 50, 50. And therefore each one is going to get 25. And that's why lady number two gets 50 plus 25, which is 75. And lady number three gets 25, which is 50 plus 25 is 75.
Yeah, but
one second.
The same
That's
question.
Why it said in our Mishnah that by Masayim the Muna gets 50, and the Masayim the Shalish Meos, each one gets Shloishish Elzav, each one gets 75. Yeah,
but, no, but it, of course it's the same question.
Yeah.
That in the last 100, the second woman has nothing.
Right.
So L'chad, she can't divide that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same problem.
Exactly, same problem. So that's the Reish B'Shtei Tefisos. And now we go on to Sefer B'Shtei Tefisos. Let's go again. Reish B'Shtei Tefisos, Enof L'Shim V'Chamish B'Chad Zimna, Umei V'Es V'Chamish B'Chad Zimna. Now the Sefer B'Shtei Tefisos, Enof L'Shim V'Chamish B'Chad Zimna, same 75, Umasayim V'Esim V'Chamish B'Chad Zimna. And the second time was 225. For 75, and then 225, and that works, right? 75 plus 225 is altogether 300. Good. So now let's start making the cheshbon again. So on the first 75, 25, 25, 25. Good. Now we have the new 225 that Baruch Hashem we found fell down somewhere together with the man. We have now another 225. Vis-a-vis that 225, only lady number one only has right vis-a-vis the first 75. Why? Because she already got paid 25. She's only missing 75 from her original $100 chayv. So on the $100, she can still attach her lien to another 75. To that 75, she attaches a lien, but lady number two and lady number three also attach their lien. So therefore, so far, everybody gets 50-50-50. 25 from the first 75, and 25 from the second 75. Robert, I see you seem to be a little...
I'm taking it all in.
Yeah, as are all of us. It's not easy. It's not easy. Anyway, there's for those of you that are interested, there's on the internet, you can go and get Professor Alman. Professor Alman is a great professor in Eretz Yisrael with a nice long beard.
Nobel Prize.
And he's Nobel Prize winner, I guess, in mathematics or physics or whatever.
Yeah.
And therefore, he has the whole shiur on this Mishnah and Slavic. Both in Hebrew and in English. But anyway, beginning back to our Mishnah, if anybody wants it, I'll send it to you, Baron,
yeah,
and then you can send it around. Yeah, I'm sure everybody wants to listen to it. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara again. So, again, we have 75 and 225. For the first 75, 25, 25, a lady. Now we're down to 225. Of the first 225, we're going to take out 75 of that 225. Why are we going to take out 75? Because the first lady is entitled to 75. Okay, so 25, 25, 25. Everybody has now 50 across the board. And how much do we have left from the 225? 225, we subtracted 75. We're down to 150. Uh-huh. Now, as far as that 150, who still has rights vis-a-vis that 150?
2 and 3.
So, 2 and 3. But it's not the same. Of the first 100 of that 150, lady number 2 has rights together with lady number 3. As far as the final 50 is concerned, only lady number 3 has rights. No, why is that? So let's think about
it. Didn't apply
in the first case.
Didn't apply in the first case when you were talking about the first 75 and the second 75.
Right.
The first lady gets 75 instead of, like what he said, 25. So why does it apply in this case?
Well, we have to make the head. Well, let's see. You're going too quickly. So, on the first 75, 25. Now, the second 75, now lady number one is out because she was able to go and attach her lien to a whole 100. The first 75, plus she was still missing 75, she only got 25, attaches to the next 75. Lady number two got only 25, just like lady number one and just like lady number three. So therefore, vis-a-vis her, after the first tfisa, she is still out of pocket 175. So therefore, her lien attaches to 175. Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. The first 75 of the remaining 225, we already split up. 25, 25, 25. But we still have another 100 as to lady number one, no lien anymore. Lady number two still has a lien because her lien attached to 175, because originally her choiv was 200. She got paid 25 the first time. Where's my 175? Ah, this is another 225. Her lien attaches to 175. Of that 175, we already split up the 75 three ways, 25. Now, as to that remaining 100 of the 175, the only two ladies left. Who are the two ladies? Lady number two and lady number three. Each one is going to get 50. tits, each one is going to get 50. Lady number one got her 50 already. Lady number two got 50 plus another 50. Lady number three got 50 plus another 50. So she has each one, lady number two and lady number three, now have 100 each. There's only 50 remaining because we had 225, we subtracted 175, 50. As to that final 50, neither lady number one nor lady number two have any liens on that remaining 50. Who does? Lady number three. She gets that 50, and that's why she gets 150. Again, quickly. We start off with 75 and 225. On the first 75, they all split it up, 25, 25. That's easy. No problem. Now, both lady number one and lady number two have additional liens. Lady number one has a lien for another 75. She only got paid 25. Lady number two has a lien for 175. She only got paid 25. Lady number three has a lien for everything because she didn't get paid 275. There's no way she's going to get paid 275. There's only 225 left. Okay, that's her problem. So now we got 225. So lady number one hops from the first 75 as to which she has a lien. She gets 25. Second gets 25. Third one gets 25. So therefore, 75 out of the remaining 225 is out. Now lady number two's lien didn't just attach to 75. It attached to 175 because she only got paid 25.
Yes.
So it attached to 175. So now as to the remaining 100 of the 175, 2 and 3 split it up evenly 50-50. Since all three ladies so far got 50. Now you have lady 1 got 50, lady 2 gets 100, lady 3 gets 100. Now there's a remaining 50, but that 50 is already over and above the 175. So therefore lady number 2 has no claims on it. Only lady number 3. Lady number 3 takes the entire 50, and therefore she gets 150. So that's why we have 50, 100, and 150. That's the cheshbon of our Mishnah according to Ravina. Beautiful. Zeh shayna cheshbon. Now you notice at the very end of the Mishnah it says, V'chein gimel she'etil l'kis. The same thing applies. People put money in a kiss, in an investment. Pichso ha'isiru kachin chokim. What means kachin chokim? They also split it proportionately. Now, l'choy, it doesn't go with the same cheshbin. How do you say proportionally? So there's an interesting toisus over here. That the toisus says, he doesn't understand how the cheshbin is. Well, he's parish sha'petam edohon milza. Yeah, no, you look back at the toisus. V'chein shloishu she'etil l'kis. See, but no problem. Chen shloisha tilakis says toises lehamen mamish to mitereisha to kol echa noitelafim oisav. According to the case at the end of the shloisha tilakis, each one gets proportionally lefim oisav, whatever amount they put in. If you had three partners, this one put in 100, this one put in 200, this one in 300. If there are profits, this one will get a 6, this will get 2 6, will get 3 6. Yeah, all very very simple. So therefore, it's not exactly the same as, because our Mishnah says Mushal by the Meya, each one gets a third, a third, a third. So it's not proportionate. So it's not exactly the same. Rabbi Nechananel Pirish to above Basraisekoi. It's going on the final case of the Mishnah. But Rashi Tois doesn't explain what he means. But now we understand the godless of what Rabbi Nechananel means. Because what's the final case of the Mishnah? The final case of the Mishnah was 100, 200, 300. The 100 lady gets 50. The 200 lady gets 100. 300 lady gets 150. Uh-huh. So now, let's make a simple cheshbon. Not all this acrobatics. Let's assume we had, at the very beginning, we have now three claims. 100, 200, and 300. If you add that all up together, how much does that add up to? 600. Yeah, everybody agrees? Now, the lady of the 100, of the 600, she has 1/6 claim, because she only has 100. Lady number 2 that has 200, she has 2/6, right? A third. Lady number 3 has 3/6, she has a half. Good. How much was there altogether in the 300 case? So, lady number 1 got a 6th of the 300. How much is 6th of the 300?
50.
50. Lady number 2 got 2/6. In other words, she got a third of the 300. How much did she get?
100.
She gets 100. Lady number 3, who had 3/6, and therefore she had a half. A half of 300, she got 150.
So you don't need the whole cheshbon.
No, so the point is that case number 3 is really a proportionate cheshbon. That's how it really comes out. Lamasa, it only comes out because there were two tefisas according to Ravina, and according to the first pshat in the Gemara, it's only because lady number 3 was mavata to lady number 1 and to number 2, with all these acrobatics. But the bottom line after everything is said and done, Lamasa, the final case, Dr. Ben Hananel, is a proportionate case. The lady number 1 got 1/6, lady number 2 got 2/6, and lady number 3 got 3/6. In exactly in accordance to the amount that they put in. Oh, Dr. Ben Hananel, v'chein gimel she'etil l'kis, kachin cholken, all proportionally.
Like the last case.
Like the last case. That's what Menachem Hanan means. Okay. Anyway, on to our Gemara. This, of course, was our Mishnah. Zog the Gemara. Tanya, we're four lines from the bottom of the Amid. Tanya, zu Mishnah Reb Nosson. Azeit Reb Nosson Galent. Rabbi Omer, Eini Roi Devar Shurim Nas. I don't like the way Rav Nosson learns. Rather, Beilu Elachol Kois Bishove. I make life very, very simple, says Rabbi. Even in the case of the 200 or the 300, don't go and start making all these types of acrobatics, but rather in each case it always goes Bishove. Since it's always Bishove, the Lamashal in case number 3, where you had 300 altogether, even though each lady had a different proportion, each one had 100, 200, 300, they all split it evenly, she gets 100, she gets 100, she gets 100, and Shalom Al Yisrael, that's of course a much easier shot in terms of being able to explain.
It's a takana to make the equality.
I guess so. Anyway.
But what did Rav Nosson are they talking about?
He's saying that this Mishnah is Rav Nosson.
I'm sorry, he doesn't say where Rav Nosson is Shitosa yet.
Originally it was Hashem Nosson, Hashem Lokach. It was Rav Nosson, but the Rekin and the Chvashi, Rav Nosson is. And Nishda, Ali Yishem Hashem Avayach.
I thought maybe the meaning is some other thing of Rav Nosson, which we shtal too.
No, right. Rav Nosson, the two gishtal, the Gam Tashayna mathematics. Now we learned in the Mishnah, if three put in money into the investment, then kachin chokin, Rashi said kachin chokin means like the third case, like Rebbeinu Chananel, that they do it proportionally. However, Shmuel respectfully disagrees, and the Gemara is at the end of the Gemara is going to ask a kashin Shmuel. Oh, Meshmuel, Shnaim Shetil, the kids, their manam zemosayim. This one invested in a new business venture. He put in a third of the money. He put in two thirds of the money. Haschar le'emtza. If and when there's profit, there's a profit of $100. Don't say he gets a third, he gets two thirds. No, they split it 50-50. Haschar le'emtza. By the way, this is all talking about if they did not stipulate in a contract. And in fact, many of the Mefarshim say that that's the whole basis of this and the next Shikli Gemara, is because they didn't write it out specifically. If they had lawyers that negotiated the contract, and they would have said specifically, you put in 100, you get a third. You put in 200, you get two thirds. There's nothing to talk about. He was talking about in the absence of any contractual relationship, contractual provisions, then they just split it up 50-50.
It's basically like an epi.
Mm-hmm.
Shmuel is basically saying, like Rabbi said before,
Abzan Shref and the Mishnah. I understand, yeah, because Rabbi said everything is Bishavah. Masking. Zokimar Omer Rabbah. So Rabbah is now trying to, if you will, placate those that are all upset and nervous, because most of us that are investors would say, not fair. I own 10 shares of IBM, and the other guy only owns 5 shares of IBM. IBM, Baruch Hashem, made money, so I'm going to split it 50-50. If I have 10 shares, he has 5 shares. I deserve to get double what the other guy gets, right? I should get a larger dividend, not, we should get the same amount. So what's going on over here? Zomer Abba Mistabra Milta de Shmuel, Bishor Lacharisha, Bo'oimid Lacharisha. We're talking about that, what did they do with the 300? This one gave 100, this one gave 200. With the 300, they bought a big axe, and the axe went and did Harisha, is doing plowing in the field. So Rashi explains the reason why Rabbi says it's mistaver, that the schali ensa, because since they didn't stipulate otherwise, this axe is going to do the same amount of work, no matter whether he goes up, he goes down, back, forward, left, right. And he ignores the fact, the ox is not cognizant of the fact that this one put in 100 and this one put in 200. You cannot go and look at the plowing and say, well, one third of the plowing is because of his one third investment, and the other two thirds of the plowing is because of the other guy. Bottom line is they together bought an ox, and the ox is doing all the plowing, and he's doing it for both of them, and therefore, you should divide it, says Rabbah Mistavra, split it up in that way, 50-50. Aber, Bishor Lacharisha, Ba'oimin Letzvicha. What happens is they originally bought it for Harisha, and then apparently the animal got old, or it got fat, and therefore it's no longer able to do Harisha, now it's time to go and shecht it. And Rashi says, Lav Davka, that they originally bought it for Harisha, even if they originally bought it for Tzvicha, but it's Kolshke. In other words, if their original intent in buying this animal was to go and shecht it, first let's fatten it up and then shecht it, then it's mistaver, then neutral fima oisav, then neutral fima oisav. Because the reason why they got together to buy this ox or this animal was because we'll fatten it up, I put in 100, I want to have a third of the juicy steaks that are going to be produced by this animal, and the other guy that put in the 200 wants the two thirds of the juicy steaks. But that's only when you're talking about fattening the animal and now you're splitting it up after the shechita. But if you're talking about Harisha, you can't split up the Harisha. He's not just going to plow apart here and there, but Yavuzak still.
It's like a question of Guf and Peros.
Yeah.
So the Harisha is parallel to Peros.
Yeah.
And the Tvicha is Guf. Mamish the Guf. Earlier, I mean, Peros are also, it's an income stream.
Right.
Harisha the animal does.
Right.
Because if one person has a field that's,
mm-hmm.
that takes 2 days, it's like a, They have a field that takes, you know, property. Okay, one person has a field that takes 2 days to plow. One person has one day to plow.
In such a situation, you're right. In other words, I bought it. I put in 1/3 of the money. You put in 2/3 of the money. There's 6 days a week. I'm going to use it 2 days a week. You're going to use it 4 days a week. Here we're talking about this animal is going and being used to plow a common field that belongs to both of them. So now at the end of the year, Baruch Hashem, they've had a tremendous harvest, and everybody says, we wouldn't have had this harvest, it wouldn't be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel, and L'Havdol Alfi Avdulis, they're Bahaima, and therefore, I get 1/3 and 2/3. No, Gemara says, this animal worked together for both of you at the same time, you couldn't have given just 1/3 of the animal today and 2/3 of the animal tomorrow. It's all a common enterprise working together. But you're right, if the lawyers would have stipulated in advance, you're right. Anyway, continuing on, Rav Amnuna Amar, even in such a case, the schar is divided 50-50. If they didn't stipulate, they didn't stipulate. I'll ask your question now on Rav Amnuna. Two people put in money. Oh, Zeman of Zemosayim, our case. Aschar the Emtzah, you go and split it down the middle. Now, it doesn't say what the enterprise was vis-a-vis this cow or this ox. My love, since it's silent, L'Charish is talking about all cases. Even a case of Shol L'Charish, even there, it's a Schar the Emtzah. Who said that? That was Rav Amnuna. It was Rabbah that said, no, that Ali b'dishmul mistavra, that if it's Shor l'charisha, v'oymed l'charisha, that's when you split it up 50-50. However, if you're talking about Shor l'charisha, v'oymed l'tzvicha, then you do proportionately, zen noit l'fim o'oysev, but that doesn't say that. It says, yes, chal yamza. Is a shver l'chayra on Rabbah. And we're Allah, b'shor l'charisha, v'oymed l'charisha. This braise is only talking about my case l'charisha. It doesn't say anything, but that's how Rabbah has to fend for the braise. So, but only l'charisha. But avashar lacharisha v'ayim l'tvicha. What would be the din? My zenoitlofim oisav. That's how I hold. And Yechanami, in such a case, then we'd go and split it up proportionately. Since we're using the animal to shecht, you get 1/3 of the meat, and I get 2/3 of the meat. Zokti mara. If that's the pshat, adatani sefer. Let's continue the sefer of the very same brisa which we didn't learn until now. Now we're learning it brand new. Lokach zebishaloi bezebishaloi v'nis arvu. Zebishalevi means that we have these two partners. Instead of putting money together in the same venture, each one put animals together in the same venture. One put in, Rashi says, Shvarim Briim Bimasayim, as a chafeta, grubba, starka animals. And the other one gave Shvarim Khushim Mamana, almost like in the dream by Yosef, by Pare, that they had there's the thick ones and the thin ones, yeah, Lebedik. So anyway, so one gave him the thick ones, one gave him the thin ones, Vinisarvo, and they merged the two, and they have all of them plowing together at the same time. And Baruch Hashem, the plowing was successful, and now we have a beautiful crop. Here in this case, it's each one zugestellt his animal. Says Rashi, the animals are kichushim, do not do a good job like the animals which are briim. It's obvious. It's just like lahavlo by people. If you have the strong guys and you have these weaklings, they're all schlepping the same table. Who's doing the most of the schlepping? They're the fetter of the strong guys, and the weak guys, you know, they're just kind of hanging along. So the point is, look, the mission. That case, and the price is. Says, then you'll feel Moisav, the Briam guy is going to go and get more, and the Khushim guy will get less. So, why did we have to come on with a brand new case? Let the Brisa continue on talking about the same case. That what? In the Reisha, it said that if you're splitting it up, what's the din? Bischar li emtza. The medvom amurim. Let the brisa say bishar lecharish v'oim lecharisha. Like Rabbi just said. Because since they're using the same shar to plow, you can't really subdivide the plowing of the shar between 1/3 and 2/3. Al bishar lecharish v'oim letvicha. There you can divide up the meat. Zenoitofim oisav. So why did you have to come on to the briim and the kushim, the chaloim of paroi? That's exactly what the Brisa is telling us. The medvum amurim bishar lecharisha v'oim lecharisha. Abishar lecharisha v'oim letvicha. Nase kemi shalokach zeh bishaloi v'zeh bishaloi v'nisarvu. That's a noit lefim o'oysav. So we just had to do a little bit of surgery, slip in this case, and the safe is saying, that does take a b'chimeint. In such a case, then the halacha would be like a bishaloi b'shaloi. Okay. That's the whole discussion. Freiti Gemara gets to the original kasha. We said that Shmuel says that eschali emtza. Yet in our Mishnah says that if you have two people putting money in the kist, that kachin chalukim, that they have to go and split it up proportionately. Freiti Gemara b'chein shloishatil the kist pichsu ay hoisiru. If it went down, in other words, it is a loss. Hoisiru, it went to as a profit. Kachin chalukim means like case number three, that they split it up proportionally. Freiti Gemara, my love pichsu mamish hoisiru hoisiru mamish. The words pichsu sounds like there was a loss. Hoisiru sounds like there was a profit, and it says in the Mishnah it's lafi mo'isa proportionately. And Shmuel says, "It's chali emtza was tutzuchda." Amar Nachman, Amar Rav Ula, loy hoisiru, loy hoisiru zuzi chareti. Pachsu istira ditzunisa. What does this mean? So Rashi explains that in the good old days, you had new coins and you had old coins, and if the coins were very old, they were practically worthless. If the coins were a shtickle old, then you had to go and be mizaris to go and use them quickly before they would become worthless. And if you had brand new coins, then they were worth their weight in silver or gold or whatever it was. And what these people were able to do, when it says in the Mishnah, Pichso Yisiro, doesn't mean that they were profits or losses, but rather what means is they started off with such middle old matbeis, and they were able to do successfully trade and make and vosamen until they were able to trade in these shvacha matbeis for brand new matbeis. Aha! So now what we have over here is that one person put in 100 matbeis, the other person put in 200, but all of them were kind of starting to become obsolete because Baruch Hashem they were able to handle well, so they were able to trade it in for brand new matbeis. So the one that put in 100, he gets 100, and the one that put in 200 gets 200. Is he telling me what's the profit? The profit is that now they have brand new matbeis, which are oivel asoicher, which go very well. So if it would have gone up in terms of value, profits, and losses, seshmor chali emtza. But if you're talking about trading in the matbeis, old ones for new ones, then each one...
For the matbeis?
Go for them, the kerem, the government, the payers, like we had, that Barry was explaining before. It's the chefs and the shtegavra. Yeah. Okay. Now that's if you're talking about new matbeis. What happens if they are not successful and they land up with these obsolete matbeis? The only thing you can use it for is estira de tunisa. What size estira de tunisa? Says Rashi, is if you have some problem on the bottom of your foot and you don't have any mercurochrome or iodine, the best thing you do is you go and put one of these old matbeis on the spot. Of course, wash it off before. There shouldn't be an infection, chalila. Wash it off, put it on there. Says Rashi, the chaluda, which means the rusting process of that, is going to give a certain degree of comfort to the foot. Anyway, speak to your podiatrist before you actually do that, because as we know, these things have changed over the years. We know anytime the refuah in Chazal, you have to be noticed. Okay, anyway, so that's the difference in the new.
It's a coin, by the way.
It's right. Sure, 100%. So you take that coin, you put it on the bottom of the foot, and you tie it up with a bandage, and do some saying, go get. Okay.
I wish that would cure my thing. I played all the pennies around.
That's the mission. Okay, the next mission of Boisai, the good news is very, very simple.
We'll catch up tomorrow.
How did we start off the Mishnah today? By saying that the three women all had documents which had the same date, and therefore they had equal rights to the estate or to the collateral. Here we're talking about Yishayah Nosui Dalin Noshim, Oy Lavai, Umes, and Nebuchadnezzar passed away. And the Ksubois were written in different dates. Hari Yishayah Kedemis Lishniya, Lishniya is Kedemis Lishlishis, Lishlishis for Revias, and therefore each one had an earlier date. Okay, so since the earlier date, the four ladies come to collect their ksuba from the limited assets. So we go in Mechabit, lady number one, Mechibit, Koin, you go first. Second one is live, you go second. Third one gets Shlishi, fourth one gets Revi. Now, the lady number two, lady number three, and lady number four are afraid that lady number one may be Tzrori Atfis. Maybe they received some money from the husband when he was still alive. So therefore, before she's able to collect, lady two says to lady one, I don't want you to take anything until you make a shvua that you didn't previously get paid when you were still alive.
If they got money, is it a problem? Is it if they got money as part of the shvua, part of the ksuba?
If they got money segregated for the purposes of payment of the ksuba. In other words, so lady number one says to her husband, I see that unfortunately the guy's the gang, 120 is coming up certainly shortly, and I see that not enough assets in the estate, and remember I was your first wife and how try I was to you, how faithful and how committed and how dedicated and how loyal.
That's why he took two more wives, yeah.
You weren't loyal, but I was. And so therefore, your husband says you're absolutely right. He takes out that $200 and gives it to her, and he says, this is for you to take care of your ksuba. So now, after he passes away, lady number one forgot about that $200, and she here wants to collect. So therefore, lady number two can be much be a lady number one. Rishon and Nishbas, Lishnia. Lishnia is Lishlisha, same thing again. Lady number three says to lady number two, maybe you try out to say. Shlish is Lerevius. Rav is the frash, let me shvur. The fourth one doesn't have to make a shvur at all. Why doesn't you have to make a shvur at all? Because there's nobody else dining. Apparently all the Bali Chayim have been paid off. The first three women paid off. So she's the only one. Isn't there a din that any time that you want to get paid from Yisayimim, ain't Mishalma b'shvur? Ain't it from Yisayimim b'shvur? So Rashi asks that kasha. And Rashi says that's only talking about Yisayimim k'tanim, kleine kinderlech. But if the assignment is an elder mention, should be dead and pious, and older people, then you don't have to make a shvur because the assumption is that they have enough business acumen to be able to rebuild and figure out the father's affairs and which stars are good and not good. Anyway, bottom line is, it'll be the fashion of the shvur, because he's saying goodbye. Good. It's really not fair, Tanakama. The first three women, because they came first, they have to make a shvur. The fourth lady, because she's the final one, she should be able to collect without a shvur. She should also have to make a shvur.
Does she swear?
She'll swear to the assignment.
Sure. She's taking their money?
Exactly. I feel like it's a so she also has to make shvur. All four of them, Bokshim, have to make shvur. Okay. Now, we said that each one is an earlier date than the other. What happens? What happens if they're all the same date? They're all January 1st or the
Yiddish
date.
That's the last Mishnah.
In other words, if each one can go and prove, lady number one says, I got my ksuba at 9 o'clock, lady number two got hers at 11 o'clock, lady number three at 1 o'clock, lady number four at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, even though they all have the same date. However, if each one got it even an hour earlier, that was Zoycha, it's still considered to be Kadima.
Here, the first one will take whatever she could get.
Exactly.
A whole hundred.
Absolutely. So now the question is, how are people going to remember years later? After all, we're not talking about that the person died after he wrote the Fox Suvis. We're talking about presumably died 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. How is everybody going to remember? So therefore, Yushalayim, then a good takana. The kacha, you call me Yushalayim. Shoyz. They used to go and write inside the shtar. Not only that this shtar is being written now on Lamed Beis L'Oimer Yud Zayin Iyar, but it's that it's 9 o'clock in the morning, right after the shir, and the next one is written 10 o'clock. What happens if they're all written for the same hour, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock, no difference. And there's only 100 left. What do? Chalkas v'shavim, and you go back to the Mishnah Omer Aleph. If you only have 100, then everybody splits it up evenly, not proportionately. Have a wonderful day, everybody. It was very good.